A devotion for the family and friends of Hope Lutheran Church, Calgary, June 3rd. Are you a regular reader of the Book of Revelation? Are you reading world events and wondering whether this is the end? We might interpret the drought, locusts, fires, storms, famine, war, and pandemic as signs that the end of the world is near. If we dwell on our fear, however, we might become immobilized. Depression might send us to bed for a few months. Does our faith have anything to say to the widespread anxiety that swirls around us? Well, first I'd like to point out that we know many of the conditions that trouble us today are of our own making. If we were able to find ways to live more sustainably, weather systems would settle down. If we made peace a priority on our globe, wars would cease. If we were able to address some of the injustices in our society and around the world, as nutrition, living conditions, and access to health care improved everywhere, we would be better able to manage the illnesses that threaten. Secondly, I'd like to point out that the Book of Revelation is a book of hope. Read in its entirety, Revelation proclaims that the time is coming when God's kingdom will arrive in its entirety. The monsters that have been in control will fall. And the little ones who have clung to faith in Jesus as the Lord will be revealed as those who are saved. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, and all the conditions of our mortality that cause us pain will pass away. The conquering lamb, yes, a lamb, will be the victor. So I choose not to despair. Not because I believe human beings will finally get it, although I hope we do. I choose to hope because we belong to God in life and in death. Other powers look like they're in charge, but they are temporary. God will sweep away all that disfigures and destroys and fully establish the kingdom of love. And we have the opportunity today to demonstrate in the here and now what that will look like. I love a story I once heard about Martin Luther. Luther lived in a dangerous age himself. Wars raged, his own life was threatened, and another wave of the bubonic plague was ravaging his city. Still, Luther said, "Even if I knew the world would end tomorrow, I would still plant an apple tree today." So if you are dreading the end of the world, here is a question for you. What tree can you plant? What hopeful, life-affirming thing could you do today? Take action to bring God's kingdom into our chaotic now so that others can see and take hope. Peace be with you this day.